David Isaacs became a leading critic of offshore detention after 3 weeks as a pediatrician in the medical center of the camp in Nauru. On his return to his children's clinic in the suburbs of Sydney, he told ABC Radio that people in the camp were treated like animals. "I saw a six-year-old child who tried to hang herself with a fence tie," he said. "I saw a 15-year-old brave lad who'd sewn his lips up, and his parents were cross with him for doing it, and he was cross with them because when he collapsed, they let the medical staff cut the ties on his lips." But that was last June, just before a law called the Border Force Act took effect. Now, any contractor at the detention camps, teachers, doctors, nurses, security personnel, face up to 2 years in prison if they speak out. This week, Professor Isaacs published a paper in the Journal of Medical Ethics and wrote a letter to Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and opposition leader Bill Shorter, which reads, in part, "Long-term immigration detention causes major mental health problems, is illegal under international law, and arguably fits the recognized definition of torture. The conditions we witnessed typified those in institutions such as asylums, prisons, and concentration camps. There was constant bullying and humiliation. The professor demands that the government either prosecute him under the Border Force Act or repeal it." For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.